Wally, thanks very much for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale. What a big morning you've got ahead of you.
Tēnā koe, and no doubt you too. You've said this isn't actually a story of financial mismanagement, but of a settlement framework that's failed to properly resource Tauroa. 20 years on from that settlement, Wally, what do you believe the Crown got wrong? What needs to change now?
Yeah, morning, Dale, and you're absolutely right. What needs to change now? I came into the position at the beginning of 2025 as the chair, and undertook to carry on the legacy of our people. You know, bearing in mind, Dale, this was the first Māori Trust Board that was established in this country in 1924 by our old people, and their issues with the lake date right back pre-1908, right back to 1840 with the treaty. But firstly, before I kick off, Dale, can I acknowledge all of our kaimahi and their whānau who are feeling the impact of this reset today, all good people whom I spoke to alongside of our general manager the other day. These are the people that have dedicated themselves to our lakes, our iwi and the kaupapa, and this is an incredibly difficult time for them. We represent 68 hapu around Tauroa who are part of Tauroa Lakes Trust, and none of us wanted to be in this position at this time, so the decisions that we have had to make haven't been made lightly. They've been made over the last 24, 25 months that we've been looking right into the whole construct of the trust. And so there has been a much bigger structural problem that has been building for almost 20 years. Yeah, so look, before we talk about the funding, the settlement, all the politics, again, you know, the contribution to all our people, all our hapu that I've just mentioned has been significant. So the fundamental problem that we're now dealing with is the settlement returned ownership and responsibility, but not the enduring sources that we needed to exercise our responsibilities as kaitiaki. So yeah, look, so that's just my opening comments at this point in time, Dale.
Tēnā koe, thank you. So you're making to people, I'm assuming, therefore, that some jobs have gone.
Absolutely. We've had to let some of our kaimahi go, which was a very sad day and a very sad chapter in the history of the Tauroa Lakes Trust, to see our people. You know, some of these young people have got Bachelor of Science degrees. They're not just people who have walked in off the street looking for a job. These are people who have come from our universities, who have qualified themselves, because their long-term dedication is about carrying through the legacy of all of those people. You know, when I think back to this process, when you talk about structural problems, even pre-1908, our people were talking about their customary rights to our lakes. And, of course, in 1908, they presented petitions. They went around, got petitions from our people, presented documents, and they ramped it up in 1912 to go to the Supreme Court and fight for our customary rights to the lakes, and that association as a tribe that we've always had affiliations to our lakes. And of course, in 1922, the Crown then gave a £6,000 annuity to our people, and then they took control of the lakes, took back control of the lakes. So our people thought they were getting £6,000 a year, you know, to be part of that ownership of the lake. And then, of course, we reviewed this in 2006. Our people continued to fight for the ownership of our lakes, and they were given 13 out of the 14 lakes ownership of the lake beds. And as a result, a strategy group, the Rotorua Lake Strategy Group, was established at that time. So 20 years on, we're thinking it's an entirely legitimate question to ask around the current settings of that whole establishment that needs to change. Out of the $144 million that was established through Crown and Council funding, Tolt's position wasn't as a part of the administrator of that fund. They were reduced to cultural advisors, which I thought was pretty condescending. But, you know, the problems also surfaced when the Auditor General in 2019 found that the early deed lacked The Auditor General said that the deed lacked clarity, was administratively inflexible, and did not adequately specify financial expectations, and it had to be revised to address some of those deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
So the story goes on, and then in 2023, an independent review was conducted, and the 2023 independent review that presented the paper said that that there needed to be a review of the Crown funding to strengthen Te Aroha Lakes Trust's role and to review the governance and decision making of the Rotorua Te Aroha Lakes Strategy Group. And that's really important because that partnership arrangement was part of that treaty settlement, and everybody had to contribute, government agencies had to contribute. So there is a really important connection to our present funding argument and the original funding deed that was identified as problematic.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Wally. Okay, well, none of us like laying off good people who are in because they respect the kaupapa. How many job losses are we talking about?
Well, we're talking anything up to 15 people positions. That at this point in time, that may 15 positions that may have to go. You know, as I've said to our people, our message is simple. Te Aroha owns these lake beds. Te Aroha has cared for these lakes for generations, and the system needs to recognise us as an owner and a decision maker, and not simply as a cultural advisor. We've put a lot of hard work into this in the last 2 to 3 years, and previously by the previous chairs. I acknowledge Uncle Toby Curtis, who worked shoulder to the wheel and fought for these battles over the years that he was the chair, and likewise Uncle Anuru Rangihuia, who you know gave it his all and was part of that settlement. But of course, you know, when you don't read the fine print and the long term sort of aspirations of the people, there's a strong cultural element that fits closely inside of this. As Kaitiaki, as you know, we probably have to look at now how we manage the lakes with a reduced sort of management team and a reduced tie-out team. When you think about the significant awards that this team has won over the years in supporting our lakes and preventing invasive species coming in, who's going to look after those lakes now when boats come in for the summer holidays, like we did last summer to prevent gold clams coming into our lakes?
Yes.
It contributes heavily to our economic position in Rotorua as a city. You know, so our lakes are important. Some lakes, I've done the research on some lakes, three lakes, that get between 2 to 3 million a year. Te Aroha gets 160,000 a year for 14 lakes.
Yeah.
Now, you just weigh up that and...
It's ridiculous where you or how it's been forced into a corner, the trust. And, yeah, I do feel for you. No one likes laying off good people, as I say, who are supportive of the COPUP. But the reset's going to mean job losses and the winding down or transfer of programs that have tackled lakeweed, catfish, pest species and biosecurity threats. You're now calling for an enduring funding arrangement, Chief, at a review of the settlement framework itself. What would genuine decision-making power and proper resourcing for Te Aroha look like? And what are you asking the government to commit to ahead of the election, Wally?
Well, you know, before the election, we want political parties to be clear about whether they are prepared to honour the intent of the 2006 settlement and establish a sustainable long-term model for Te Aroha's role in the lakes. You know, and I have to be fair and say that there have been ministers as we speak, who have leaned in, who have come to visit me in Te Aroha, and who have worked hard to provide support for us, and those discussions are ongoing.
Well, I hope that it's able to be worked out in a better arrangement going forward. Frustrating how you frame what has occurred for the trust, but I know that we're here forever. So we need to get these sorts of base foundation issues resolved, and quite obviously it hasn't been funded in the way that has been needed for us to whakamana the lakes. And that's an important mahi with us today. Wally Homaha, Chairman of the Te Aroha Lakes Trust. We'll stay in touch and follow this one through. Thanks very much for your thoughts and time this morning, Wally.
Morena.
Morena.
Nga mihi.
Yeah, thank you.